I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, you're listening to Recover Girl. It's a podcast all about addiction and recovery. I am your host, Anna David, and I am doing these little every other week episodes where I am talking about creativity in recovery and specifically writing in recovery. I have been doing a coaching program where I coach online 10 writers and I walk them through the process of writing essays and getting them published and creating their profiles and then eventually walking them through how to write a book proposal and how to sell that book proposal. And one of each group gets a meeting with an agent and a publisher. The more that I do this program and the more that I coach people, the more I'm noticing that a lot of the people who are in my programs are sober people who are writing about their recovery. I guess that really shouldn't be that surprising considering the work that I do. But I'm getting more and more questions about this. And so I've decided to spend every other episode addressing the questions that I've gotten. If you have questions about how do you take your experiences and make them into some sort of a creative career or a writing career specifically, I can address those questions on these special episodes of the Recover Girl podcast. So today, I was going to talk about the very first time that I decided to write about addiction and recovery, because I know this can be a big thing. I know that a lot of people have a lot of shame around it and don't feel comfortable writing about it, which is absolutely fine. And then I know a lot of people get sober and are immediately blogging and telling the entire world, which is also wonderful. For me, I stepped my toe in very, very gently. When I got sober, I was working at a magazine called Premiere Magazine that was a wonderful film magazine that has since gone under, like many other wonderful magazines. Story for another day. And I was doing actually a column called Party Girl, which faithful listeners will know became the title of my first book. And that is because it seemed this great irony to me that my whole life I had been this crazy party girl. And then I got sober and I got hired to do a column called Party Girl. And so that became the premise for my first novel, which was, what if a wild and crazy girl gets sober and then gets hired to do a column documenting her wild and crazy life? Anyway, my point is I was working at Premiere Magazine and I began freelancing because this amazing thing happened to me when I got sober, which is that I was no longer in my own way. And though I had wanted to be a writer for years, I had this way of getting fired from my jobs, of not getting anywhere, of sort of deciding how I thought articles should be written and books should be written and things should be published and sort of insisting that other people do it my way and that doesn't actually work. So I began freelancing. I began being willing to try and actually put myself out there. And back then there were magazines to write for, those things that, you know, can actually take, they're not on a screen, you know, they sell them at these things called newsstands. Anyway, a little dark ages humor for you. But I really wanted to write for magazines and I never really had the humility to try either the real way before I got sober. And so I decided I really wanted this. And so I was writing for Premiere Magazine. So I started to get some published clips. And so then I started to send those clips to other magazines. And I was willing to pitch magazines and never hear back from them and pitch them again and all these things. And eventually, I got in at Details Magazine, which is another magazine that's, alas, no longer around, but I really wanted to write for them. And I sent them my stories, I think, 3 times before I ever got a response. And then I got an assignment. And that assignment was to write about the meth culture. I pitched them this, meth culture in Hollywood. Back then, this was the early 2000s. People didn't really know that mainstream people were doing meth. And I did this story, and there was nothing about my own recovery in it, but I was able to interview people that I knew from recovery, and I was able to inform the story with what I had learned from my own experience. I had never really done meth. I did it once. Doesn't matter. Not my point. My point is that I dipped my toe in gently and this story came out and it felt good. to write about this topic, I realized I was interested in sharing about this topic with the world. So I don't know if that little story helps anybody, but if you are interested in writing about recovery or addiction or anything like that, why not stick your toe in? Just try it, put it out there, see how it feels, and then you can let me know how it feels. You can email me your questions about creativity and recovery or about my coaching program at anna@annadavid.com. And I will see you next time.